You're listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. Now, here are your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Pulley.
Well, welcome to the Pulaski Academy podcast, Innovation in Education. I'm your host for this episode, Matt Pulley, and this is the podcast where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. And I am very excited about my guest today. My guest is PA Junior Sid Yu. And Sid, many of you will know, is very involved in our music program here and is a accomplished jazz drummer, but also academically is a strong student and participates in quite a bit of the volunteer activities. One in particular is with Our House here in Little Rock. And today we're going to sit down and talk with Sid a little bit more about his music interest and what else he's involved with. So Sid, welcome, man. Glad you could sit down and chat with us. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you, man. Where were you born? Where did you grow up?
So I was born in Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. And most of my influence came from my dad because he's just, since he was young as well, he was interested in music, and he had a rock band, and he also played the drums. So in my house in Birmingham, we had a electronic drum kit, and so I would just go down there. He would play to like Journey, like, or Steve Perry, and I would just like hop on after he goes and just trying to like emulate what he did. But I didn't really have the techniques or the right, you know, like, music knowledge. I just played to my heart's content, basically.
Tried to copy, yeah.
Yeah, I just had fun. So I lived there for 6 years, and then I moved to St. Louis, Missouri. And so I learned piano as well in St. Louis. And because I was initially going to try and do drum lessons, but I felt like piano would get me into the music world a little easier, right. And then I can apply that to drumming. So I did do piano, and then after that, I started to get more serious with drums, and so I took a few drum lessons. And also my sister, she's also a jazz pianist, and so...
Is she older or younger?
Mm-hmm. She's 6 years older than me.
Oh, wow.
And so she was in high school at the time. I was in middle school in St. Louis, and she was also part of... a lot of jazz programs in St. Louis because they bring in a lot of, you know, like well-known jazz artists,
and we're going to talk about St. Louis.
Yeah, they have they had a lot of, like, if you don't know David Sanborn, he's a really famous saxophonist, and a lot of but it's just really jazz heavy, so I got a lot of experience with jazz that way. My sister would come home and sometimes I would jam with her. So
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's just I have a very musical family, and we just listen to music basically like 24/7. We just have like music playing on the speaker.
So growing up early, I mean, your parents had you know, probably albums and tapes and stuff on.
I'm actually wearing a Rush shirt.
Sid has a Rush shirt on. Yeah, it was the first thing I noticed. Incredible Neil Peart, incredible drummer he was.
Yeah, and we actually went to the concert in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
So that was a really fun experience.
So if you guys don't know much about Sid, he is a phenomenal drummer. And as a matter of fact, we're going to talk a little bit about the virtual jazz concert that PA had just released a couple of nights ago, and he's featured in that. And but I wanted to talk a little bit about Sid and his drumming. How old were you when you got to PA? Were you in the seventh grade?
I was seventh grade.
So what brought you guys to Little Rock?
So my dad got a new position in a children's hospital, and so that's what brought me here. And we heard about Pulaski Academy.
That's great. So I know you told me, how old were you when you started? Do you remember when you first started drumming? How old were you?
Well, I mean, I specifically remember starting at 4 with the Journey, like playing and me just rocking out. But I actually saw this video of me like playing on toy drums when I was like two. So oh, I don't know if, I don't know if that like influenced me, but I mainly started when I was four, just playing to like Rush or Journey, Steve Perry, and yeah.
So your dad would put those albums on or those tapes on, and you would just listen to the beats and then try to play along with them.
Yeah.
Did you you mentioned an electric kit? Did you guys have an acoustic drum kit at home, or so, did you have like a music room with all
that?
Yeah.
So we've had music rooms for each or for every place that I've lived, and like there would be a piano and guitars. My dad's a bassist and guitarist, and so he's just like a man cave of instruments. But I played on an electric drum kit until I was 10, and then for my 10th birthday, we got an acoustic drum set, and that was different gear. Like, it was just totally different from an electronic drum set, because like there's just so many different things you can do with acoustic drum kits instead of electronic. But
did you have to like soundproof the room so the neighbors wouldn't?
Yeah, well, our neighbors didn't mind. They were like, "Oh, your son's jamming on the drum kit. Sounds nice."
That's cool. So why drums? I mean, do you think it's just kind of. I mean, you could have played bass or guitar, mm-hmm. but you just kind of gravitated towards that direction.
Yeah. It's just drum set is more physical, and I like it's also not melodic, which I play piano, but. I just like drumming because you can. It's just a lot of physical. You can hit the drums as hard as you want, and but there's also a lot of different like techniques to bring out different sounds from the drum. But it's just a fun, it's a fun instrument. So
yeah, definitely pretty physical. So Sid, you mentioned Rush and Journey, but are there any particular drummers specifically you can think of that really were. Have been big influences on your style and you know how you play.
Over the summer I attended a jazz camp at Stanford, and they had Ndugu Chancellor, and he was the guy that played on the Billie Jean.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
So he was really like traditional and strict, but it really like brought a new like. Perspective to drumming, where like you can have fun and do all of this, but you got to keep the time and be solid to make other people, the whole band, sound good. And then Neil Peart. There's this one drum solo that Neil Peart had, where he has like 100 different drums like all around him in a circle, and that was just cool to watch. And then more recently. Larnell Lewis and Robert Spudsey-Wright, they're part of a group called Snarky Puppy. It's like a jazz fusion pop band.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, they have a lot of cool stuff. But there's a lot of different drummers that have impact in. There's this one guy, J.D. Beck. He's like 15 years old, but he's played with a lot of like really big artists like Ariana Grande. And Anderson .Paak, but
oh, wow,
yeah.
So your influence is really kind of. I mean, I know here at PA we have the jazz band, and I've heard you play jazz, which is phenomenal. But your influence styles of music really kind of spans a lot of different genres.
Yeah, I don't. I can't really like block out any sort of genre. Like if you look at death metal drumming, like the hard aggressive beats. You can still like apply that to a bunch of different genres of music.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like a jazz drummer could be a rock drummer, or it's like a melting pot really for a lot of drummers. Like I think like Travis Barker, he's had a lot of different influences, not just like rock, but also jazz and stuff. So like a lot of the drummers I look up to, they've had a lot of experience with other different genres
styles. Mm-hmm. So you really began playing drums kind of just learning by ear, and then mm-hmm. did you have kind of more formal
training? So that was in St. Louis, and I trained with like a jazz drummer.
Oh wow.
He also played at the jazz at the Beast or Yeah, Jazz at the Bistro. It's in downtown Little Rock, St. Louis. And so.
Yeah. So how long did you live in St. Louis?
6 years. So it's Alabama 6 years, and then St. Louis also 6 years.
So when you think of jazz music, I mean, gosh, the early part of the 20th century, I mean, that was a mecca for jazz musicians. So what was that like? I mean, did you get a chance to, you know, visit some of those jazz clubs and see you know, some of those, you know, the more well-known jazz bands play living there?
Yeah. So Jazz at the Bistros is the main club that I attended, and they also had a jazz camp that my sister took part in. But yeah, they brought in a lot of different artists like Joey Alexander.
Yeah.
And Chick Corea.
Oh wow.
So they have like world class jazz artists coming into this bistro that's the size of like this area.
Yeah, very small dive type places.
And they have a bar like right over there.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I remember the first time I ever went to Memphis, just walking down Beale Street and seeing those, like, you know, 10 by 10 clubs and peeking into hearing these blues musicians, just going, man, this is crazy. You know, here's this incredible musician coming out of this little place. But that's kind of, I guess, the history and the richness of the music is where coming out of those roots. So so let's talk a little bit about kind of just, I mean, how obviously you practice a lot here. But how often do you practice? You practice a lot at home, or what is that like?
So I practice about maybe 4 to 5 times a week, just maybe like 30 minutes. And sometimes I would play to songs and then upload that to my YouTube channel or Instagram account.
Nice.
And other times I would work on my like rudiments or like fills I want to learn. And yeah.
That's cool. Well, let's transition into a little bit about Pulaski Academy, because I want to talk about that. But so you're involved in the jazz band. Tell me a little what else that you do outside of the classroom activities and extracurricular things.
Mm-hmm. So I'm part of the ASYO, the Arkansas Symphony Youth Orchestra, and I'm a percussionist, and I've been there pretty much since I came to Arkansas. So I've been a percussionist there for, I think, four or five years, and there's a lot of events that we go to. We played at balls, and we have an Opus ball, and we also had a like side by side with the actual Arkansas Symphony Orchestra.
Oh,
so we got to play with side by side with them, and it's like drumming, but there's a lot more. You're like only assigned to one instrument, or you're assigned to like a bunch of different percussion instruments, and with each instrument there's like a lot of different techniques.
I was gonna say, I don't recall there seeing a drum kit. Is there a drum kit?
Yeah, no, there's no drum kit.
Yeah, there's probably quite a few more percussion instruments in the and that's cool. And you've been involved a lot with some volunteer work. I know you mentioned Our House here, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so I volunteered in Our House, and it's just a really nice experience because I like to cook, and so kind of combines cooking and just helping out the community. And I think Our House is really a great community. It helps me connect with and look at how different organizations are helping out people in need. And so I like when I make the dish, and then just they're so heartwarming.
Yeah.
And I serve the food, and it's just a really nice experience.
Now, do you cook at home? Do you help out?
Yeah, I cook at home.
What do you like to cook?
I can cook a really solid grilled cheese.
I wondered if you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Solid grilled cheese,
yeah.
Like an Italian, French.
Yeah.
Grilled, nice, nice.
And yeah, I like steak.
Oh, cool.
I can cook a nice steak. I can cook a lot of things. I can cook like soups and yeah, but I just like to cook at Our House because I get to make what I want.
That's
and
cool.
Help out others as well.
So are you more of a math and science person or more of an English social science? What are you academically?
So I'm interested in social science and English, but I'm more I'm better with math, science, and music. So music, I think, also helped me with math.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I think the thinking process with music can help you, like, work out math and understand the concepts better. And, like, I think they've, like, scientists have linked, like, music with science or STEM. And so, I think my strong points are in music and STEM. But I'm also really interested in social science, so I'm in AP Comparative in Model UN. And that's just because I just want to know more about the world and the global problems.
That's cool. This is a good time to be kind of learning that. What's been your what do you think's been your most challenging class at PA, or been the I guess I'd say the toughest academically?
So I think the most challenging class would be the classes involving writing and research,
which we do a lot.
We do a lot, and so I've actually gotten better over the years, and I'm currently working on the Foreign Service essay. That's a national competition, and PA's had a lot of finalists, and so I want to try to see if I can make that list. But I think research, like, I'll encounter that a lot down the road, so I need to get good at it right now.
What do you think it is about PA that's really kind of shaped you as a student, as a musician, as a person? Is there one or two things you think particular about your experience here that's kind of made you who you are today at this point?
Mm-hmm. So definitely with music, in the jazz band, there's a lot of people just like me interested in the same genres and just trying to learn about music. And so I've definitely cultivated a lot of my music taste, and it's really fun to play with them as well, because we have a combo in jazz band that we're working right now. So we have Daniel McGrath and Alex Inca and Jesse Neiswanger and Justin Halpin. We're all doing a combo thing.
That's cool.
There's a lot of other people that also share my passion for music. And then academically, I wasn't really, in middle school, I didn't really think about the importance of maybe research or writing an essay, but I think PA's gotten me to think more, to think about developing my skills more, to develop the skills down the road that I'll need.
Yeah, specifically for college as well. Mm-hmm. Let's jump into that. What are your plans? Do you kind of know where you're leaning for college?
I know definitely I'll have music.
Yeah.
That's just a given. I'm looking at schools that have music programs, but I'm also looking at full music colleges like Berklee College of Music. But I'm more leaning towards the side of having music as a minor, and I just want to keep that in my studies as well. Not even just drumming, but also audio engineering. I edit a lot of my videos for YouTube, so. And I've also, the virtual jazz concert I edited.
Oh yeah, I saw
the mambo.
That's right. I saw one of the songs that you did. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an interest as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, audio engineering, music production. So we'll see where that takes me. But some of the schools I'm looking at is Berklee College of Music, UCLA, and USC, Vanderbilt. I have a lot of interests, but I just want to see where it takes me.
That's cool. So, are you thinking music as a career? Mm-hmm.
That's maybe to the side, but I don't know.
Mom and dad would probably be.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm definitely interested in something that will involve math, because I'm good at it, and also because I like math. I just like doing math. It's solving problems is just really nice. And but I'm thinking maybe biomedical engineering. I'm interested in the engineering science, like medical engineering, but also bio as well.
That's awesome. But. So tell us one thing that most people would be surprised to know about Sid Yu. Put you on the spot here.
Yeah. One thing. Let's see.
Besides cooking, because I didn't know you were good at that.
Can it be just like anything?
Anything.
Oh, I've eaten the second hottest pepper in the world.
Yeah, what's the pepper scale?
It's like Scoville.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's second on the Scoville scale. It's the Caroline Reaper.
Oh, yes.
I've eaten that.
Oh, that's crazy.
And, yeah, that's.
You obviously knew you were eating it, did mm-hmm. you? Okay.
Yeah. It's like.
Was it bad?
I don't even remember tasting it. Like, it was just immediate heat.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, that's good. Well, Sid, so, all right, we're going to play seven questions here. I had 10 questions, but we'll go with seven since we wrap it up here. So, have you played this game before?
No.
So, I'll have my questions so you can't see them.
Oh, okay.
But I'm gonna ask you, I'll ask you two, I'll list two items or two things, and you just pick one, whichever one you prefer, okay? So we'll start out here, and whatever comes to mind first thing. All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, here's seven questions with Sid Yu. Question number one, wake up early or go to bed late?
Wake up early.
Interesting. Yeah. Coke or Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
Text or talk on the phone?
Talk on the phone.
Ooh, I'm surprised. I think most people your generation, I would think would rather text. YouTube or Netflix?
YouTube.
TikTok or Snapchat?
TikTok.
Beach or snow?
Snow.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Oh, nice answer. All right, last one. We'll finish up with the last one. And so I'll put you on the spot a little bit here. So, Coach Wyatt or Miss Castleberry?
Ooh.
Not to take away from either of them, they're both great people, but
I'll say Miss Castleberry.
Good. All right. Well, Sid, thank you so much, man. This has been a lot of fun. And man, I just it's good to kind of get to know you more than just the drumming, although I know mm-hmm. that's what you've been most accomplished with. And if for those listening, if you haven't had a chance to check out the virtual jazz concert, if you go to the PA website, PulaskiAcademy.org, there's a link there. Go listen to it. It's they did four songs, about 17 minutes long. It's incredible that the process to go through to even do that virtually is really amazing, and you get a chance to kind of see that a little bit. So PulaskiAcademy.org is where you can find the virtual jazz concert. And if you'd like to know more about Pulaski Academy, you can visit our virtual admissions center, which is thepavac.com. And on that site, you can find ways that you can connect with the PA campus and community. And of course, if you'd like to visit the campus, we'd love to have you come on and tour. But my name is Matt, and this has been Innovation in Education, and we're excited about our upcoming episodes. So stay with us and have a great day.
You've been listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. With your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Bully.